views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, is an inspirational hour that'll take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen Royster is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Imagine having the ability to use your innate positive energy to dissolve the stuckness in your life, whether it's emotional, physical, or spiritual, through this incredible dynamic show. Get ready to be transformed from Dr. Jen's live guided healing meditations and intuitive readings, and unveil the power of connecting to spirit, the angels, and your higher self. Dr. Jen is passionate about helping you find the answers you're looking for through an inward journey that'll strengthen your connection to spirit and help you trust your intuition. Now, here's your host, Dr. Jen Royster.
Hello and welcome to the show. I'm Dr. Jen, and today's going to be an interesting topic that I think a lot of you will appreciate. I think everybody can relate to this at some point in their life. But what we're going to do with this topic, food alchemy and our food cravings, oh my goodness, we're going to look at this energetically, and we're going to put some power back into your hands about what you're doing with this. It doesn't have to have control of you. We hear so many things about food cravings or food binging, or, you know, this food's good, this food is not good, all of these things out there. And it overwhelms us with everything that's out there. This is a constant part of our life because we have to fuel our physical bodies. Well, I was asking, because I do this with meditation, and I'm very connected that way. And I was asking, you know, there's something that we need to talk about here. And when spirit and angels brought this to me for this topic, I was just intrigued. And the thing is, it's right there in front of us the whole time. It could bite us on the nose. I know. And we're going to talk about that today, because the energy of the cravings, believe it or not, when I say cravings, that can actually come from our higher self side, or it could come from more of a dysfunctional side, like ego or something that's not so good for us. And there's two different types of cravings here. And there's one that your body's really saying, I'm deficient in this and we need this. And this is actually a message from the body. Our body will give us messages all the time. But because we're so used to feeling like a craving is labeled, no, that's bad. And this is not to go out and binge on something you know is not good for you. That's not what we're saying here, not to give you that excuse. This is more about listening to the messages of what your body's trying to tell you it's deficient in, or where it needs a balance in what you feed your body. Because this is so important. Your body is your vehicle for your soul, for you. This is the one you get, and this is the only one you get for the whole lifetime. Food can be very healing. It can transcend and help the cells repair and heal. I mean, there's case after case after case where people have healed their bodies of very serious illnesses when they change their diet. And I'm going to be talking to you from a couple of different angles. And as a metaphysician, and as someone that has always been connected to spirit my entire life, I have always felt like, okay, I know that this is something I need to do for me. I don't know what, you know, even when I was a child, it's like, no, I need to do this or that. But, you know, there was no proof out there. There was no scientific data to back up what I was feeling. And that's a challenge on where you are in your level of, you know, are you connected with your I am, your higher self, and you're trusting that, or, you know, you're just going with whatever they tell you to do out there. Now, I'm not knocking research. I mean, there's a lot of good research going on, but what I have found with it, with my own personal experiences, when I just go with what I'm feeling and trusting that I'm receiving as a message, I may not have any proof out there that this makes sense. But later down the road, it does show it to me. Somehow, Spirit will I take it as a gift or a blessing that they will show me you did good, you listened, and you trusted, and here's the proof and the validation that you're on the right track. Sometimes it might be a few years before I know that. And I know what that can feel like. You're like, I don't know. Should I trust this? Well, I'm going to tell you right now, what I'm giving you is a lot of experience, personal experience that I have seen true time and time again, never fail me. And then when it backs it up with what they are finding and what they are discovering and this and that, there is so many things out there that people don't know what to believe anymore. Coffee's good for you. Coffee's not good for you. You know, coconut's good for you. No, it's not. It's a fat, you know, back and forth. Well, we're going to talk about the difference there between a food craving or an addiction, a food addiction, so to speak, that's dysfunctional. And what is that? And how can we identify that versus a message that's coming from our higher self that your body does need a nutrient or something like that? You're looking to read what that craving is. So we're going to give a few examples of that. I have the instant feedback window open over at transformationtalkradio.com. If you want to type in any questions you may have, you can do that during the show. And if you want to call in with a question about the topic, 1-800-930-2819. We'll be taking calls as well. But let's start with understanding the difference and how you can know which one your craving is coming from. Let's think about that for a minute. If you have, for example, let's use one of the ones that's out there that's so popular right now. My goodness, I mean, we're seeing this big surge of coconut milk, coconut water, coconut oil being back into the diet. And for years, they were telling you, it's too fatty, stay away from it, right? Well, now it's coming back. But when you start to dig in and you see this history of it, it never really left us. We were transcending through different phases of where we are is a frequency as humanity. So you have your own frequency, which is going to be what you resonate with and how you are in your ascension. Then you have it as a group, and then you have it as humanity. Pretty much in general, humanity was at that particular frequency where it was like, okay, we have to have a lot of stuff proven to us. We have to go here. We have to go there. Now we're coming back into, we're turning back inside. We're turning inward. We're connecting. We're really having that desire to reconnect to that I am. And you'll hear me talk about that a lot because that's very, very powerful for where we are in energies across the board for humanity. This I am is saying, let's put it out there. I had the most incredible cravings recently, which I'm going to share. I'll share and give you a great example of that. I'm going to wait till the break because we're about to go to break. But you're looking at now this big energy is coming back to where we're starting to, as humanity is wanting to take it up back to a higher frequency and to a healthier notch. And so you're seeing a shift. And so science, of course, is going to go in and find the data to prove that in the physical world. But energy is not of the physical world because everything that we experience physically comes from an energy first, and then it manifests physically. So where we are on that physical level is going to come from where we're resonating energetically. Now that we're shifting as a group, we're shifting individually, we're going to see a lot of shifts with that. We're going to see a lot of different things come out in the data. Coconut being one of the best foods out there from what I'm finding out, and I'll share a little bit more about that. There's a lot of things you can do with the coconut, and that's just one of them. But what about all these other cravings we have? We're going to be talking about that. We want to know, like, well, what is it if I'm craving all of these different things? So stay with us. We're going to take a break. When we come back, we're going to dive into the power of food alchemy and take that and use that over our food cravings. Stay with us. I'm Dr. Jen. You're listening to The Jen Royster Show. We'll be right back after the break.
What if there's nothing wrong with you? What if you're far greater than you've ever given yourself credit for? What if it's time to know the gift and the contribution you are to the world and to like yourself a lot more? Hi, my name is Dane here. 13 years ago, I started to truly ask questions. Actually, I started to be the question, and everything changed for me. Asking questions opens doors to infinite possibilities. And it's not about finding the answer. It's about being the question. Always. What I'm inviting you to step into is something that Einstein, Marie Curie, Newton, Da Vinci, Gandhi, Picasso, and Aristotle all knew to be true. What if no question is too big or too small? What if anything is possible for you? What if together we could create a kinder, gentler, happier world? Is now the time? Go to beingyouclass.com and sign up for a free video series, My Gift to You. Beingyouclass.com. What if you, truly being you, are the gift and change this world requires? BeingYouClass.com.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life. Each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
Join the Pacific Northwest's EFT Tappers at the 4th Annual Tappers Gathering this March 1st at Bastyr University. Tapping enthusiasts from across the region will be sharing healing stories, learning different EFT applications, and forging a strong community. This event raises money and awareness for continuing EFT tapping scientific research. All net proceeds go to our 501c3 nonprofit conducting a study showing how EFT can alter gene expression. Bring your cards and information for a fulfilled day of networking and inspiring one another. Visit www.nwtappersgathering.com or call 360-661-6877. www.nwtappersgathering.com or call 360-661-6877.
What's getting your attention as physical pain or illness? Have doctors been unable to help? Consider an intuitive healing session with Christy Borst. Amazing things happen every day, sometimes with jolting awareness, and sometimes with subtle shifts aided with Christy's divine healing gift. Release that which no longer serves you. For more information and to contact Christy, visit healingresonance.us. That's healingresonance.us.
And we are back from break. I'm Dr. Jen. You're listening to The Jen Royster Show if you're just tuning in. And we are talking about the power of food alchemy over food cravings. And food alchemy is using the energy of a food for a healing vibration, where food cravings or food addiction is the way we may feel it. We have a lower frequency. We'll have a lot of guilt with it. We'll feel like, oh, man, I know I shouldn't eat. I mean, there's always this guilt, this should, this shouldn't example. Now, I want to give you an example of a food alchemy that was coming from my intuition. And this is something I personally experienced to give you an example so you can see the difference. Now, this does relate to coconut. We were talking about that a few minutes ago. But this is a very big one out there right now, so that's a good one to use. This was a while back, but it wasn't so long back. But, you know, my body decided, and I was not drinking coconut milk, or I wasn't using coconut water or any of that. I knew of it. I was familiar with it. But like I said earlier, I have always just listened to my body and what it needs. If it's not telling me to eat or stay away from that, I don't worry about it. I don't put all this fixation on it just because it's all in the news. Now, this is what I do personally. Well, all of a sudden, out of the blue, I can't stop thinking about coconut milk or coconut water. What in the world? Well, there was things that my body was saying it needed, and it wanted it now. So the first thing I do is I go into meditation about it. I go, why am I so distracted by this? Why am I thinking about coconut milk? What's going on with that? I don't even have it in the house. I've never even bothered with it. We use it when we make Thai food, but that's about it. And it was just nonstop. It wouldn't leave me alone. So I went straight into meditation. I was made the intention. I connected with my I am, and I specifically asked, is this something that I need to, what's going on with the coconut milk here? All of a sudden, it was just this, go get some. Well, no joke. I mean, I was feeling okay, but, you know, everybody's body goes up and down. There's constantly a balancing that we're doing with this. So I go to the store and I go find coconut. And of course, for me, it has to be, and this is me, it has to be organic. I mean, I am funny about that. I like to keep it green and clean, but it has to be organic and as low on the sugar as possible, because sugar is one of the things that I know is one of the cravings that's not so good for me personally. So I stay away from that. Well, I finally found it, okay, the one with unsweetened and organic. And no kidding, within a couple of days, would you believe I drank a gallon of this? A gallon of, I know, that's a lot. I was like, a gallon, good grief, one person. Well, my body was just absorbing it like a sponge. I couldn't believe it. Things that were shifting within my energy, it was almost immediate. It was miraculous to the point where I couldn't believe what I was experiencing. I was loving it because Spirit was teaching me something. It was coming straight from the divine. It wasn't that I read it and I was influenced by anything. This is what I want to tell you about and I want to share with you. Your body will do the same with you if you learn how to tap into that. This was incredible. Well, then it was like, I got to go get some more. I think, you know, now it's now I'm going through it every few days. But you know what? All of a sudden, my body starts coming back into balance. No, there's not weight going on. It's going down. You know, metabolism was shifting. My energy was shifting. My mood, I felt higher, brighter, excited. I had this energy. My creativity was going all over the place. My body needed it. And my higher self said, this is what you need to do. So if you're asking for help and you're asking to align with the I am and your higher self, like we were talking about last week, it's going to tell you what you need to do in the physical. So that's an example of a positive food alchemy. That was telling me you need the energy of this. I probably could have done, and if you look at that, that's one of the good fats they say is out there. Avocados probably would have done the same thing. But in this particular moment in time, it was all about that coconut milk. I know it. I think my husband thought I was losing it because I've been drinking soy for like 20 years. And that drink, I make sure that's organic as well. But this was different. It was shifting me over. So that's an example of something good. Now, what if you're having a craving for something that you know, like say it's the craving for sugar. I know the sugar is not so good for me. Your body's going to let you know that too. Your body can communicate and you need to listen to it. For example, sugar just makes me feel horrible, irritable. You name it, it doesn't do me any good. Then you feel like, oh, I shouldn't have done this, shouldn't have done this. You know, you feel like you're dropping in frequency. I've been doing this my whole life, and I eat the way I eat because my body has told me, eat this, not that, eat this, not that. It's just done that. I grew up in the South eating, you know, the way the South cooks, you know, the old school. And I never was real excited about that. I remember being a child and, you know, they put the fried chicken on the table and I'm peeling off all of the skin because I don't want that part. And, you know, they're actually looking at me like, why are you doing that? That's the best part. I'm not saying that it's bad. I'm not even saying that right now. I'm not saying one thing is good or bad. I'm saying, what is your body telling you? My body did not want that particular thing. When it came to red meat, I was raised on it, and then it got to a point where my body was getting very ill, very sick, almost to the point where it wouldn't even let me swallow it. That's because my spirit, I'm so aligned with it, and being intuitive, it just was being very clear to me. So I finally just said, it's just not worth this. I'm going to just stop it. It's not worth it. I'm not enjoying this like everybody else at the table is. So I'm just going to quit eating this. I haven't eaten it in years now. I don't miss it. My body does not miss it. And it was one of the healthiest things I could have done for me personally, because I had all kinds of illnesses and wasn't as well as I am now. I mean, back when I was much younger, I wasn't near as healthy as I am today. And it's because I shift and I listen to that. Now, I'm telling you this because you can do this too. You know when it's an addiction or a binging or a craving that you know is not benefiting you. And anything in too much excess is always going to take you out of balance. But then there's also the other side of it, not enough. For example, mine with the coconut, I didn't have enough of that particular nutrient that my body was needing. So it was letting me know that. And you can check in daily. You can check in daily with your body, with your I Am and Connect, because your ego, you know, that other side of us that, you know, just challenges us on a regular basis. It can give you some cravings and some things to do too, but you're going to know the difference between what's coming from that side of you and what's coming from a higher vibration aligned with divine energy. You're going to know the difference. The way you feel when you listen to that nudging is, I can't even find words to tell you how quickly it lifted. And it's done it every time. It started with me with red meat. And then it started happening with chicken and everything else. And I'm thinking, oh, my, and my whole family, everybody around me, you know, they all want that. And I'm like, it's not working. I can't do it. And I just have to listen to that. And every time I've listened and gone with it and just moved into what's right for me, my body becomes even healthier. It heals. It shifts. It improves. Not to mention just your emotional state. I mean, some of these foods can play havoc on hormonal levels or, you know, irritability or, you know, blood pressure. Things like that is absolutely incredible. So listen to this, listen to this, listen to this. This is just one of those things that, we have this ability to do this, and it's with us every day. You just have to tap in and pay attention to it. Now, your body may say you need more of something else completely different. You want to pay attention to that. And then you want to look at, what is it actually trying to tell me? That's what I want to talk about next when we come back from the next break is, well, what is it actually saying that I'm deficient in or I have too much of? What is it actually trying to tell me? Because there's several different ways you can balance that out. For example, if you're craving coffee, what is it telling you? Or high, you know, energy, things like that. Where's the drain? You know, we're going to go into that when we come back. Let me know if you have any questions about this. If you want to call in, 1-800 930-281-9. We're putting lots of information out there. This is an interesting topic for a lot of people. I already had a little bit of feedback before we started the show. So if you want to ask a question about this, please do let me know. And the instant feedback window is open on transformationtalkradio.com over on the right-hand sidebar. Stay with us. I'm Dr. Jen. You're listening to The Jen Royster Show. We'll be right back after the break.
Thank you for listening to Transformation Talk Radio. Like us on Facebook/Transformation Radio Network. Tweet and follow us at TransformNet. Visit us at www.transformationtalkradio.com and find us on Pinterest, Google Plus, YouTube, spiritualnetworks.com, Flickr, Tumblr, and Spreaker. Just search for Transformation Talk Radio. Please stay tuned at the top of the hour.
Tired of traditional talk? People pontificating about this or that, the left or the right. Sometimes the truth is just all lost in the noise. Tune in each week to Straight Talk with Chuck Gallagher on TransformationTalkRadio.com, Mondays at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern, as nationally known guests talk about what's important to you, your life, your concerns, and your success. Tune in and turn on to Straight Talk with Chuck Gallagher. Visit ChuckGallagher.com for more information.
You are listening to Transformation Talk Radio, the home of some of the world's most inspiring talk radio hosts. Please stay tuned at the top of the hour. We will be bringing you another amazing, educational, and inspiring show to get you on the path to transforming your life. For more information about us, please visit our website, www.transformationtalkradio.com. That's www.transformationtalkradio.com.
On the cutting edge of the new mainstream, Christine Upchurch is passionate about bringing together science, psychology, and spirituality in a way that can be applied to our everyday lives for true transformation. The Christine Upchurch Show, stellar conversations to illuminate your journey, engages some of the most outstanding visionaries on the planet in lively dialogue to inspire you to become that bright light you're meant to be. Join Christine every Friday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time on KKNW, AM 1150, and Transformation Talk Radio.
Tune in Thursdays at 7 a.m. Pacific, 10 a.m. Eastern to Spirit Guidance Radio with Shannon Walbrand on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show with South Africa's top psychic will amaze and uplift you. Call in to receive detailed, specific answers that offer immediate solutions as Shannon interprets messages from your spirit guides. Whether it's love, business, or health, your spirit guides are ready to help. Visit ShannonWalbrand.com for more info. You are guided.
Grateful patients have been saying it for 25 years. When in pain, see Dr. Thane. Dr. Thane of Wellness One of Bellevue has been named one of the nation's top chiropractors by the Consumers Research Council of America, and for good reason. He has helped his patients recover their energy and vitality after car accidents, sports injuries, herniated discs, fatigue due to stress, the list goes on. The website is bellevue.wellnessone.net. When in pain, see Dr. Thane. That's bellevue.wellnessone.net.
And we are back. I'm Dr. Jen with the Jen Royster Show. And I believe during the break we had a caller. So let's bring the caller on. We have Raul from Seattle. Hello.
Hello, Dr. Jen. Nice speaking to you again.
Yes, you too. And apparently you have a food question.
I have many questions, you know, about my digestion in general. What I know you were going to talk about this, but I've been eating the cleanest food, organic, all that for the last few years. And my body, my digestion, still talking to me, still trying to give me a message. And
you're having a lot of trouble with the digestion. Yeah, and that is trying to tell you a lot, which does have a lot to do with food. So that does relate to the show. So I'm glad you called in. Do you have, like, things that you really crave or you like? Because let's rule that out first, because that's going to give us some indications.
Not anymore. Sometimes I crave certain sugars at night, but I try to, you know, have a little bit of fruit and things like that, but not that much. I manage my cravings very well when I do.
So, okay. No, that's good. That's perfect. One of the biggest things that what you're going to want is the probiotics. I'm feeling that right away. If you're not doing probiotics, or do you do the probiotics like the yogurts or the, you know, the good bacteria that you need in your digestion?
Yeah, no, I haven't done those for a while. That's a great point.
Yeah, you with the digest. Yeah, you have a stressed stomach. You have this imploding that happens, and this is what I feel from what's happening around your energy, Ryle, is you're awesome. I mean, you are the sweetest guy to everybody that knows you. You're very likable, but you take on a lot of the stresses. They don't go outwardly on everybody, but you hold them in your digestive system, so to speak. That's where the energy mm-hmm. goes, because it doesn't come in and move through you. It doesn't release. You hold it in your digestive system. I can actually relate, because when I have not released an energy like I should, that's exactly what happens to me. I used to be in a state of that horribly. I mean, terribly, when I was much younger, and I had constant problems with that. It's pretty much gone, because I know now that that's what was happening to me, and it was holding the energy there. When I addressed it that way, probiotics can really help you. That almost needs to be in your diet every day. I mean, okay. You can do that with a yogurt, or you without so much sugar, maybe just the Greek yogurt or something like that. Or take a probiotic supplement, because that's going to help your system. But you're looking to address sugars. Sugars are kind of like a weird one, because sugars cause inflammatory responses. There's also, you got to watch the count of how much sugar is in the fruits and all the other foods you eat. So you're looking at that total of the sugar. Even though the fruits are better, they're still like, it could be that your body's just way too sensitive, and it's responding that's what it feels like. It feels like a fire that happens for you, and it's a fiery energy, so you need to calm it down. But the probiotics, I think, are going to really help you. I'm feeling that so much for you right now on that. Okay. And do you want to take it daily?
Okay.
Yeah. You haven't been doing it for a while, I highly recommend you look into that. Another thing that can happen, and I am very much about this, is doing the detoxes, like the spring and fall. You hear about all the detoxing. Cleaning out the organs and things like that. You're going to want to do that. They have different ones that are not so aggressive, because if you have a sensitive stomach, you don't want to just fire it up even more. But cleaning out the liver that processes so much of the things that we eat, and cleaning out cleaning the system, is like a tune-up you get for your car, can make you feel incredible. But you still, even when you're doing those, you want to put the probiotics into your system. It sounds like you have almost irritable, like it's just very sensitive to whatever energy is going on. But is that aligning with your experience? Do you feel that you hold the stresses?
Absolutely. Mine and everybody else. Yeah. So I've been doing a lot of protection lately, and seems to work. I think it's a tiny little bit of improvement, but I feel like something else I need to be doing besides the point in what you just advised. I think is great. But
the probiotics are going to really help. They're going to help a lot, a whole lot. You're looking to just really settle that system down. And that third, you have a lot of third chakra work there going on, because it's the stress of, it's like you're not aware of some of the things that you're holding versus it passing through and releasing. So for you, a 5-minute meditation of claiming I am is in charge, and there's nothing to fear, and we can release all this, just claiming that once a day with a probiotic, I believe you're going to really feel a difference. Just allow that to heal it, because your stomach also, or your digestive, it gets very, it's almost like fire is going through there, and it actually scalds it. It burns. And it just, oh my goodness, why does it have to be so hostile? Think about this. This is kind of a bit of a topic for the radio, but think about it. Why does it have to be so hostile and so violent to release things we don't need?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you see what I mean? So there is the metaphor right there. It's like it's hard for you to let go of things that you can't do anything about. So, yeah, absolutely. There's an energy with that. Absolutely, there's an energy. And I, trust me, been there, done that. I relate. And it's not fun. When this calms down and you're not keeping all of that, your physical tissue is going to respond because it's now in a calm state. It won't have to go through that. Energy can play a lot of havoc when you keep it internally. If we don't expend it out of our bodies, it will find a way to process inside of our bodies. And yours is going right to the digestive system.
That is so awesome, Dr. Jen. Thank you. I wanted to ask something, you know, that in my journey, I realized a lot of sensitive people don't eat the same thing over and over. And it's very important for us to rotate our food, not eat the same thing over and over. And also, the thing that you crave, the thing that you eat every day, is must be the thing that's probably hurting you. So that's probably a little bit of a message to everybody listening.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. In fact, I was going to go into that next after this call, because I was going to go into the other side of that. Because absolutely, when I started craving that coconut milk, I mean, then it started to level off. I mean, it was like I needed a lot of it, and then it leveled right off. And now it's like I need it, but not a gallon like I had. But you know, it was very quick how much it changed. It was very quick, so that was very incredible to me. On the flip side of that, exactly what you're saying, sometimes a craving like, let's say, spicy food. There's people that, oh my goodness, spicy food, why do they like the spicy food so much? And then it tears them up. So we're going to look at that. We'll do that after I let you go. But Ryle, thank you for calling in with your question, because that's very much related to this topic, and that was a good one. And I want you to be better. I really do. I'm sending you a calming energy and blasting you right in your belly with that. And grab you some yogurt, man, or some probiotics.
I will. I appreciate your time. Thank you. Blessings to you, Dr. Jen.
Thank you so much, Ryle. Blessings to you too. Bye-bye. Oh, my goodness. Okay. Now, quickly, I'm going to go over this one. I just brought up spicy food. Let's talk about that. Now we have a craving where love spicy food. I actually like spicy hot food. But why do you crave certain types of things? Let's use this one for an example. Believe it or not, when you crave a lot of spicy stuff, and this went right in line with me, it's trying to compensate for an allergy, sinus, because what does the peppers have in it? They have the high vitamin C that's a natural antihistamine. Metabolism. Are you trying to beef the metabolism up? Do you feel lethargic? You know, look at those personality traits of how you feel physically, and then look at and align it with the food that you are just, oh, I want this or I want that. Now, you can overdo that. You can do enough or a little, you know. I mean, one of the ways to naturally open up your sinuses is horseradish. You know that whoa that you get when you eat wasabi? That'll open it up, right? But, you know, you're not going to sit there and eat gallons of that, or that would tear your system up. So, you know, what about, let's look at beer. Who craves beer, right? Now, you can have beer, and then you can have a lot of beer or too much beer, or have a beer gut, you know, all that good stuff. But you know, what is beer loaded with? B vitamins. Is your diet lacking in B vitamins? It's also associated with the energy of having some stamina, like that strength. It does have a masculine energy to it, because it isn't that funny when you see all the commercials about that. So look at that. Look at what you're doing. When we come back, we're going to go over what the coffee craving's all about and wrap the show up. So I think this has been an incredible one. Oh, my goodness. Stay with us. When we come back, we're going to wrap up food alchemy and food cravings. I'm Dr. Jen. You're listening to The Jen Royster Show. We'll be right back after the break.
Tune in each Wednesday. Wednesday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio to Limelight Radio with Katina Macris. This is an inspirational, cutting-edge radio show educating worldwide listeners on a diversity of Lyme disease-related topics. Each week, Katina will interview some of the world's leaders in health, wellness, spirituality, and human potential. For more information, visit LimelightRadio.com.
There's a great hunger in this world for new lines of thought, because everywhere you look, they say that joy can just be bought. So please come and set aside some time to relax from frenetic. Transform your life. It takes a while, but results are magnetic. We aim to grasp the best in life and track the ways we grew. The how, the why, the what, wherefore, all this we share and do. But every now and then, we hope that you will share right back. Transformation Talk Radio wants you to hop on track. So calling all hosts, tall and small, of every size and hue, there's nobody we'd rather have to tell your tale than you. And if you have a tale to tell of how your life is changing, we'd love to hear you on the line say how you're rearranging. So run, don't walk, to call us now. We'll set you up and show you how.
Hi, this is Dr. Pat. Join our radio family. Send us an email, host@transformationtalkradio.com, or call 1-800-930-2819. Host your own show. Let us help you bring your voice to the world.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life. Each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
Did anyone teach you to be a parent? What if there were tools that could make your job a whole lot easier? Glenna Rice invites you to be the questionable parent you truly be in a dynamic teleseries designed to empower parents to know that they know and give you the awareness required to create ease and joy between you and your children. Check out GlennaRice.com to learn more and to book a private session or dial 415-235-2807.
And we are back. I'm Dr. Jen with the Jen Royster Show, and we're wrapping up a really incredible show. And before I keep going, I have Candace from the Denver area that she wrote in the instant feedback here. She's saying, great show, Jen. I just went gluten-free and feel so much better. I know I have other changes to make, but one thing at a time. Thanks again. I want to say thank you to you, Candace, for sending that feedback in. Gluten-free, yeah, boy, that works too on the sensitive digestive systems that don't like all that carbohydrate stuff, the flour and all. Gluten is like in the – ooh, yeah. I have not had a problem with that, but we want to talk about – the craving for coffee, which, you know, in this country, look, my goodness, that's like the craving of the United States, right? I mean, look at every other corner has a coffee shop. But coffee, I mean, I like coffee too. And yes, I drink organic coffee. However, let's talk about when you crave it in excess. How much coffee is how much coffee? How much is too much? How much is, oh my gosh, that's all you ever drink and it's not balanced? What is the meaning of the energy behind you craving that much coffee? Let's look at this, because this really addresses all of us, a lot of us. That's energy drain. You're feeling drained. Energy is just draining and leaking out of you constantly. That craving is trying to tell you to find a way to seal that leak up, and you need to be refueled with energy. Not necessarily that much coffee, but it's that's what that is. It's also very associated to the fifth chakra, communications, and the thyroid. Yeah, I know. And, you know, or are you just getting into a redundant habit and you've gone into autopilot and now it's just automatic that you do it? Did you really want it, or are you just doing it because it's that time of day? Now, I'm not saying stop drinking everything and stop doing everything you enjoy, But we're looking at, why does it get out of hand? Why do I have to have so much? Why don't I feel better after I drink that many cups of coffee? Okay, that's energy drain right there. And you're looking at this, we're looking at this metaphysically. We're looking at, well, why is it causing you to feel like that? If it's not helping you after a few, you've got a very powerful energy drain that's just pulling all your energy off of you. What is taking your power away from you? Who are you giving it to? What are you giving it to? What's going on? You're looking for the cause of the drain. What's causing that? Working with energy healers, working to restore and go deep in self-exploration can help you discover what's causing that drain and how to seal that up, lock it down. We were listening with the caller a few minutes ago. He was talking about how he was working on his protection shielding, and what he was referring to is shielding up to stop that leaking of energy going out, giving all that power out to someone else or something else or, you know, and that's a very common problem across the board. And I find that, you know, a lot of people, the way that they're raised, they feel like they're not a good person unless they are giving it all out like that. This is a time of balancing and recalibration, because we're moving into those higher frequencies. And remember, I said before on the last few shows, and I will be addressing that each month, this is the month, March is the month of making choices. Now I know we're going to make some smarter food choices, and we're going to pay attention to, why do I have that craving for another cup of coffee after I've already had several? You know, why am I craving, you know, this spicy food so much? Why am I craving things that I know are going to upset my system or cause my weight gain or cause this problem? And then why is my body craving something I've never tried before? All of a sudden, you know, why did I want the coconut milk all of a sudden? So there is a good side of it and a not so good side of it. So whenever you do have a craving, take 60 seconds, take 1 minute out of your day and just stop and make an awareness and ask your higher self, align with it, and ask the angels to help you connect and be clear about it. If you feel like you're not sure, they will help you with this, absolutely. And just say, okay, what is this craving about? Why do I need this? Can you show me clarity on what energy is needing this, or what am I trying to do? Am I trying to balance and put an energy or a deficiency in, or do I need to release some excess of something that I don't need? That's the question right there, because it's going to tell you both. And just aligning and simply asking. And if you need help with this, don't hesitate to ask the professionals. I mean, I help people with this all the time in my private sessions. And with healing, we go into the root cause of what's causing the whole thing to begin with. And what's miraculous in everything that I ever see with this is that when you get to the root cause energetically, it is miracles. I mean, healing happens because now you are empowered. You have your power back to make a choice. Well, oh, okay, it's not quite like I thought it was. And you can change and you can shift your life. And healing happens immediately. They've proven that so many times with people that stop smoking cigarettes. Their lungs immediately begin to heal and revert back. You know, there is always possibility for healing. I will never believe that it's too late. I will never believe that. I've been shown too many times that miracles happen every day, no matter what. So it's never too late, no matter what's going on. You can shift it up. Now, let me know if you have other questions, or if you didn't want to come on publicly, if you want to send anything to me, you can go and visit me at my website at jenroister.com. Or if you want to dive in further, you can certainly book private sessions over there. I have online private booking over there if you want to dive into this a little bit more. One of my favorite things to do is to help everyone feel the balance, mind, body, and soul, align with your higher self, and connect with the spirit realm, the angelic realm, and just know that the decisions that you're making are the right ones for you. No matter what's going on around you, you can have happiness in your life, and you can shine a bright light out there. And when you're helping yourself, that encourages and supports someone around you that, wow, if they can do it, I can do it. You're sending out good energy because you're doing something for you that's helping you. So know that. The power of food alchemy is about using the energy of food to heal. And a food addiction is more about taking energy away. So that's what you're looking to balance out. And immediately, if you ask for that intention, you'll know if that's coming from a dysfunctional side or your ego is just trying to keep you back over here, or if something's trying to take your power. As soon as you connect and ask to be connected to your I am, you'll know. I have really enjoyed bringing this to you. This is good information. This is good, powerful information for you to take power back in your own life, feel empowered, feel healthier physically, mentally, and spiritually connected. Very much so. And again, if you want to know more, you can go check out my website, jenroyster.com. Send your questions over there or book private if you want. It's time to heal, and I want to help you do that. Thank you so much for listening today. This has been a high energy show. I can feel the energy, and I'm going to send out a big burst of healing, love, and energy to all of you that you may find your way and find the clarity and the answers to what your food's trying to tell you so you can heal. Much love to you, and thank you for listening. Namaste.
You've been listening to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life. Remember to tune in each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Dr. Jen Royster is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Imagine having the ability to use your innate positive energy to dissolve the stuckness in your life, whether it's emotional, physical, or spiritual, through this incredible dynamic show. If you've missed any part of this show or any other show, visit www.jenroyster.com and transformationtalkradio.com.
There is not just one kind of radio show. Some radio shows are all about busting through and getting unstuck from the crust in your life. But the Dr. Pat Show, well, she does it all. She's been helping people in all aspects of their life now for 10 years. Her interview style, her unique personality, the amazing guests she has on her show are all factors of what makes an amazing radio show. Please join Dr. Pat in celebrating 10 extraordinary years of talk radio.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pat. Thank you for supporting us for the past 10 years. We are promising each and every one of you that this coming year, our 10th year anniversary, will be the best yet. We will be paying forward so many ideas, so many tools, so many gifts to all of you because you have inspired us to be better and better and better each year. For more information, please make sure you stay tuned to TransformationTalkRadio.com or TheDrPatShow.com. And remember, join me. Let's live life full out together.
Are you ready to give your home a fresh look but don't want to do the work? Help is a phone call away. Kathy's Handy is a full-service general contracting company specializing in home improvement, remodeling, and repairs. Kathy's Handy are specialists in kitchens, baths, fireplace makeovers, and finished carpentry, and they partner with other amazing specialty subcontractors needed to complete any job. Friendly, energetic, and dependable with an impeccable reputation to get the job done while keeping you as comfortable as possible during the transformation of your home is the hallmark of Kathy's Handy. Call Kathy now for a free estimate. 206-715-8126. That's 206-715-8126. And visit kathyshandy.com for a complete view of possibilities for your home.
Chris Stainis is a spiritual leader and healer and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life too. Are you ready?
visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com.
Tune in each Tuesday at noon Pacific, 3 Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for the Dr. Julie Show, All Things Connected with Dr. Julie Kroll, featuring weekly segments with David Eisen and the Chakra Sound System. Each week, you will journey through infinite possibilities, expand into social potential, and find beautiful beginnings where endings leave off. Change makers from around the world will explore what's emergent about the environment, relationships, health, and the evolution of consciousness. Visit thedrjulieshow.com.
What's getting your attention as physical pain or illness? Have doctors been unable to help? Consider an intuitive healing session with Christy Borst. Amazing things happen every day, sometimes with jolting awareness, and sometimes with subtle shifts aided with Christy's divine healing gift. Release that which no longer serves you. For more information and to contact Christy, visit healingresonance.us. That's healingresonance.us.
Where do you desire to go in your life? Are you only looking outside yourself for the answers? What if you use your soul's wisdom to lead the way? So what is the soul, and how do you access its wisdom? Soul Suitcase with Victoria Cohen will unpack these questions and help you tap into and trust your own inner voice to solve everyday problems. Our Soul Suitcase is a treasure chest of wisdom inside us waiting to be discovered. Listen to Soul Suitcase while Victoria Cohen takes everyday situations like job loss, relationship struggles, parenting challenges, work stress, and health concerns and shows you how awakening to your inner voice helps you make more conscious choices where your life flows more smoothly with greater clarity, purpose, grace, and ease. As a psychotherapist and soul coach, Victoria has inspired thousands of clients over the past 31 years to listen to their inner wisdom and let it guide them on their true path. You can learn this too on Soul Suitcase with Victoria Cohen. Your soul suitcase is packed. Are you ready to start your journey?
What if the world doesn't function the way we've been told? What if we truly can bend the laws of physical reality? What if we can end limitation? What if weird were the coolest thing you could be? And what if it's time for a totally different reality? Are you ready to create it? Are you ready to dream as big as you dare? Hi, my name is Dane here. 13 years ago, I started to truly ask questions. Actually, I started to be the question, and everything in my life changed for me. This is your invitation to step into something that Einstein, Marie Curie, Newton, Da Vinci, Shakespeare, Gandhi, Galileo, and Aristotle all knew to be true. It's not about the answer. It's about being the question. Always. It's about truly being you, whatever that looks like, and changing this world. Is now the time? Start by signing up for a free video series at beingyouclass.com. That's beingyouclass.com. What if you are the gift and the change this world requires? Beingyouclass.com.
Called the Oprah of radio by her listeners. Award-winning host Dr. Pat Basile is blowing the doors off of traditional talk radio. Get ready for an energizing delivery and powerful interviews with leaders in the field of human potential. Dr. Pat's fresh, new perspective on living life full out has catapulted her show to the top of talk radio. Tune in and Dr. Pat will help you thrive instead of merely survive. Visit thedrpatshow.com. That's thedrpatshow.com for listening times in your area.
Holistic Medical Center is where you find it all. A healthy space with doctors who care, see, and listen to the whole you. Hi, this is Dr. Darvish. If you have not found an answer to your chronic symptoms, you will find answers here at Holistic Medical Center. Our doctors find the root cause of your symptoms and guide your body towards healing naturally. We transform lives from within. Visit drdarvish.com or call 425-451-0404.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
Hey, Moon, you want to know something groovy?
Yeah, Jess. What's that?
Dr. Pat has been on the radio for 10 years.
10 years? Are you kidding me? That's awesome!
I'll tell you what's awesome. She's bringing back the Pay It Forward campaign and Holistic Makeover to celebrate. If you want to know more or get involved, go to thedrpatshow.com or like us on Facebook at at facebook.com/TheDrPatShow to get updates about everything we're doing. Hey, do you like free stuff? The Dr. Pat Show has an amazing giveaway program doing weekly giveaways on Facebook and Twitter. Go to facebook.com/TheDrPatShow and click the like button. Then go to twitter.com/TheDrPatShow and click the follow button. Then you can play along and enter to win some amazing prizes. Again, that's facebook.com/TheDrPatShow and twitter.com/TheDrPatShow.